Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7 The Wolf. The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everyone else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that certified building official and fire inspector Bobby is making $122,000 a year. All right, on the phone with us this morning, we have a brand new contestant for Share Your Salary. Everybody say hi to Ron in Arlington. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary and being willing to have this conversation. We are opening this up wide. It's no longer taboo. You know what I mean, Ron?
I hear you.
We dig you, man. You're helping out a lot of people, believe it or not, with Share Your Salary. So, Ron is a battery salesman. Emily, I don't believe we've ever had a battery salesman on, have we?
We have not.
Booyah! So, Ron, when it's all said and done, we'll add you to the salary spectrum on our blog at seattlewolf.com. It's a great place. It's a great resource for all of you to go see what other people make doing what they do. So, Ron, to get there, we're going to put a minute on the clock, rapid-fire questions at you. When we're done, we'll play a song, gather our thoughts, come back, guess what we think you make, but then you will tell everybody, Ron, you will share your salary. How does all that sound?
Fire away.
Oh, nice. Listen to that. Man, all right, Emily, I hope we're ready because he's a gamer. 1 minute on the clock, begin.
Is this a job or a career for you?
It is a career.
What is the most expensive battery you sell?
Oh, we have a $450 battery.
Oh!
So are you working at a store that specializes in batteries?
Yes, I am.
What is the hardest battery to get right now because of a supply chain issue?
Oh, definitely the absorbed glass mat batteries because of how they're made. They're just a little higher quality, hard to get our hands on.
How long have you been doing this?
Only about a month and a half at the moment.
Have you licked a 9-volt battery yet?
When I was a child, never again.
Okay.
Do you make any commission on sales?
No.
What battery have you seen last the longest, Ron?
Definitely Duracell.
Ooh. Oh.
Do you work any overtime?
No.
Hey, quick follow-up question. You said that one battery that costs $450, what is that used for?
That is a commercial truck battery.
Man, why? Always Emily, why? All right, Morning Wolfpack, 46150 is the number to text in your guess. What do you think Ron in Arlington makes every year as a battery salesman? We just got some clues. Hopefully that'll help you out. Oh, and by the way, one of your texts will be my guest. So put your name and where you live on it. I can thank you on the radio. The cool part is we're going to find out in 3 minutes right after the song how much Ron makes because he's going to share his salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everyone else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning is Ron. He lives in Arlington, and he's a battery salesman. It's a first for Share Your Salary, so we're kind of excited to see where this goes. But before we get there, Emily, what did we just learn about Ron and what he does?
So he works at one of those stores that sells batteries. He's been doing it about a month and a half, but he says it is his career. They have a $450 battery that goes into commercial trucks, and he says Duracell is the best.
Okay, that's good to know, by the way, because there are so many brands. I'm going to use the text I always do. Dave in Tacoma was nice enough to take the time to text into 46150. And because he hasn't been there that long, I would say this would be maybe close to the lower side of what we do. He says 45, and I'm going to say that's probably about right. But, of course, there's an upper end. I don't know. Emily, over to you.
I was right there thinking with Dave, your texter.
Yeah.
I'll go a little lower. I'll go 42.
Oh, a low jack. All right, Slow Joe, bring it up the rears.
I'm going to skyjack with 49.
Yeah, that was right for the picking right there. All right, so we're at 42, 45, 49. Very rare that we're all in the same range, but we are today. Ron, we could be on it. We could be way off. Who knows? That's why we play the game. So, Ron, without further ado, it is that time in our conversation where you're going to tell everybody how much money you make as a battery salesman in Arlington. Ron, it's time to share your salary, my friend. What is the number?
Absolutely. And I am a salary employee. I make about $40,000 a year.
Oh, okay. So, man, we were actually shockingly kind of on it this morning. That's, so salary guy, no commish, and this is something you want to do long term?
No, a great company to work for. It's a local company, only a 6-store company here in the Northwest. They take great care of their company.
Good.
That's awesome.
And I will tell you, I asked about the supply chain because just the other day I was looking for this specific kind of a battery. You know the little watch batteries, the 2032s, then you got the 2054s?
Yeah.
I could not find a 2054 to save my chili.
Oh, you should have come to us. We got them.
I know. I didn't know about you, Ron. I went to 3 different places. I went to the grocery store. I went to the CVS. I went and then finally found it. But man.
Did we ask Ron the name of his company?
No, it's Pacific Power Batteries.
Okay, Ron, we've said it before, we'll say it again. If you're brave enough to call in and you're going to help other people share your salary, plug your company. Why not, man? Free advertising. Let's get it on.
Absolutely. Giving a shout-out to Pacific Power Batteries in Marysville, Washington.
Yeah, I know, man. I bet you got some high-quality lithium in there, don't you?
We do.
I love it. All right, my friend. Listen, we appreciate you, Ron. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary.
Thank you.